Okay, can you hear me back there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So, good morning, and thank you for coming. And really, I'd like to start with some thanks for all the organization that goes into Fosden. So, I'm going to talk about a technology that goes back to the late 1960s and has essentially stayed current and continues to evolve to this day. So this is from my company, the obligatory marketing slide. I'm not going to go into it. So the first database was actually not a SQL database. It was something called IMS. It ran on the mainframe, and it was put together to manage the bill of materials for the Saturn V rocket and the Apollo moon program. And it was a key value database, because the key value database is the most general type of database, and it was programmed in IBM 360 machine language. And then there was MUMPS, which is Massachusetts University, Massachusetts General Hospital Utility Multi-Programming System. So if you can say that, without needing to breathe through the whole process, you get a beer. But it came out of an animal science lab, and it was also a key value database. It ran on a PDP-7. Which also was the machine that the first Unix ran on. So it's a good heritage that way. And it was a complete database machine. So you booted the machine, it ran MUMPS. MUMPS is the operating system. There was no separate file system, it was the database. And the only way to exit MUMPS was to shut down the machine. And the key value database is basically key value tuples. So essentially, if you think of a tuple, there's a hierarchical key, and there is one single value. So in this case, a key can be capital followed by a country followed by a city. And at least in MUMPS, it's always sorted. So one of the sayings in the MUMPS community is MUMPS means you never have to say you're sorting, because everything is always sorted. The database is also completely schemaless. So what that means is that you can mix the values and the keys can be numbers, they can be strings, they can be just binary blobs. And essentially, there's a default sorting order for every key, which is that the empty string collates first, and then canonical numbers collate after that, and then anything else that's not a canonical number collates in byte order. And one of the things is that you can change this, you can customize it, but this is the default sorting order. And the first key, that's something that always has, there's some rules, it has to be alphanumeric, but other keys can be pretty much anything. And the schema is determined entirely by the application programmer and not by the database. And you can mix key sizes. So basically, this is a little bit like playing poker on a boat and all wet cards are wild, so you can pretty much put any number or any string has any key except the first one. And there's this similarity to it's a tree. So basically, you can take those key values and you can make them look like array references, where in those keys, the first key is like a variable, the other keys are like subscripts, and then the value is the value. And this basically is a paradigm which is very familiar to programmers. Every programmer in the world knows how to program arrays. And this also looks like a tree. And the difference, it's kind of like a JSON tree or an XML tree, but the difference between a MUMPS tree and a JSON tree is that in MUMPS, you can have a value at the root of a subtree as well as the nodes of a subtree, which you can't do in JSON. And the concept is,